Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, so this was Amanda a couple of days ago. She was into it.
Well, I'm 33 now, and I've never had a relationship last more than a year. Mm-hmm. You know, usually 6 months it starts to go downhill. And it's just like you start thinking at a certain age, I want to get married one day, and it's like, what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. You know, once or twice I've dumped someone or they dumped me, you know what I mean? It was never like a crazy breakup, really.
What is your type of guy?
Usually he's a couple years younger. You know, I mean, I try, you know, to find someone, you know, that has a job and, you know, I think has good morals. You never know, though. You know what I mean?
Right, so she agreed every day we're supposed to have another ex-boyfriend on that was going to detail why the relationship didn't work out. We're 3 days into it. This would have been the fourth. And I think it's been pretty successful so far.
Well, we definitely found a pattern between number one and number two. And the number three was totally different, but still gave a very clear explanation on why the relationship didn't work.
It has been pretty interesting to read the emails, though, because I got a whole bunch yesterday that were sort of playing psychologist with her that said one of two things that I'll tell you about after we talk to Amanda here. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
You're not feeling so good about this.
No.
Come on.
I just like, it's such a one-sided thing because I should be on the phone asking some of the questions.
Well, no, because the issue was, Amanda, that you wanted to see, you know, what you could do to improve the future. And we were trying to just pick up a pattern. And so all we needed was the perspective of the ex-boyfriends, their perspective. And so the reason that we didn't want to have you on until Friday was because we knew, I mean, with any of us, if our exes are on saying something about us we don't agree with, we'd be ready to go right at it. But that's not going to help what we're trying to accomplish here, which is to see a pattern form on why the relationships aren't working from their perspective.
And we've done this before, and we knew what your knee-jerk reaction would be. So the intention this time was to let you chew on it for a couple of days, and then you come on Friday or you come on Monday and you go, okay, you remember when Nathan said this? Well, this is why I don't agree with that. You remember when John said this? This is why I don't agree with that. Or you take a couple of days to chew on it and you go, okay, you know what? Maybe these dudes are right. But if you're on every day defensive, it's not doing you any good.
Right, 100%. But I'm, like, they're calling me boring. Like, there's, you know, explanations for why. I mean, it just makes me angry. Like, they're calling me boring, and they're saying things, and it's like, I can't rebut because, you know, and I mean, what about what they did, and what about, I don't know.
But that's not what this is about, and every single one of them complimented and said, you're a great girl.
And this is about their perception. This isn't about their side of the whole thing. This is what they consider the end of the relationship.
Right. Well,
and
I'm not, I mean, it just aggravates me that they're calling me boring when I'm not boring. I'm just super, I'm a super busy girl.
Well, and I think Melissa's right. I think that it's easier for you to hear the criticisms and the critiques, which is kind of the point of this. But you're hearing that much more loud and clearly than what compliments they're giving you, too. I mean, they're talking about what an awesome girl you are and all these things, but just that your lifestyle choices at the time that you dated didn't line up.
You're letting your ego get in the way of, like, getting some really good input here.
And that's what you came to us for.
Right.
And it's hard to hear. I mean, we've said that from the beginning. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be this hard.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriends wouldn't say anything nice about me. I mean,
no?
I think some of them, yeah, would, because there's a reason you broke up. And what they're going to remember is the end of the relationship, not the beginning. So whatever we disagreed on at the time of the breakup is what they're going to say.
See, I'm going to attack that from a totally different angle. Like, you don't think that when you look back at your past relationships, you look at them fondly? Like, I don't remember most of my breakups because they weren't that bad.
No, I do. I mean, I do. I'm proud of... except for maybe one, but I'm proud of most of, I'm proud of all but one of the women I dated. And I'm not, and it's not that there's not a good rapport between me and my ex-girlfriends, but if we came on and said, Melissa needs advice on what she needs to seek in a partner for relationships, then what you're doing is you're telling the person what was wrong, what didn't work, and that's all they're focusing on, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're focusing on the fact that their lifestyle did not match yours. And that's it. And the reasons why, so that you know what to seek out in the future that will be compatible with you.
I think most people in their heart of hearts would want to know what happened in the relationship, but it just isn't acceptable for you to call up and go, okay, give me 100% truth. Because you don't think that the guy is going to, or the woman is going to. Here you're getting that opportunity. They have nothing to lose.
Right. No, and I agree. I mean, it's really... You know, because I don't look at myself as boring. I don't like to go out. I don't like to party. But I don't look at myself as boring. And it, with the born-again virgin thing, I mean, that was something totally, you know, like I thought we were going to get married. And I really wanted it to be special when we did get married.
Now, hold on one sec, because you're doing exactly what we didn't want you to do. Good morning. Is it Tobias?
Yes.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm going to tell the caller that if your boyfriend say you're boring, that means you're boring.
No, from their point of view,
if everyone says you're boring, you got three or four boyfriends. Mm-hmm. Now you might disagree with them. Okay, you can disagree, but if they all think you're boring, that means you're boring.
No.
Tobias, don't you think that means she's picking guys that aren't the right match for her?
Yes.
No, it means she's boring to them. That's their perspective.
Right,
which makes the wrong guy.
So which means she's boring.
No, to those particular men. Because people I find boring are not going to be the same people that, like, Jen or Wendy find boring. You know what I mean?
What it says is that you're attracted to guys that are opposite from you. You are attracted to guys that are exciting, that like to go out. You like that lifestyle from the outside looking in, but once you're in it, you're really not a big fan of it.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't like it. I mean, I don't like to go out. I really don't drink. You know,
and
but
that's fine.
I mean,
and
I'm outgoing and I have friends, but because I don't drink, I don't think that makes me boring. And I think that's the guys that I dated really thought that.
And that's what we're trying to figure out here. That's what we said at the beginning of this whole thing, is we said we're going to either recognize patterns in your behavior or patterns in the type of guys you pick. And I think we're learning both.
Yeah. And you got to remember, the guys that have said that you were boring equated boring to not drinking. They were 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So to a
that's not a normal occurrence that he's that young. It's really, I know that was like, I usually only date a few years younger.
Amanda, you're just being defensive.
This is exactly what we didn't want to happen.
And that's why we didn't have you on with each one, because instead of getting practical information and a solution for you, it would end up being a fight.
Here's TC. Hey, TC.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say to Amanda that I didn't get the impression from the exes that she was boring. The impression that I got was that she would get into a relationship, and before the relationship progressed, she changed up and then broke the commitment. You know, something changed up within her. You know, the same thing she's doing right now. All right, she's had a couple of days with it. Okay, I don't like it. Let me just get out of it.
Yeah, you committed to us, and now you're breaking up.
Yeah,
with us.
And you gave everybody else
no,
6 months. You're not even.
But, I mean,
you haven't even given us 1 week.
But TC made a good point. Now, that do you in a relationship? Is there a possibility that when you get in there and you don't like it, that you kind of sabotage it?
I don't think I sabotage it. I think that I want to put a relationship in front of work, and then I get busy, and I just kind of, you know. I don't think I give it enough time to get established before I really, like, you know, I don't give it enough time, I think, is a problem. And I'm very rushed.
I still don't think our test group is large enough yet. Like Tracy said, can we do this one more day? Because, like, your latest ex wants to come on, and he's really eager. Like, he knows exactly what this is all about. He doesn't want to come on here and rip on you. He just thinks that he's got some things to say that would really help you open up this whole thing.
We're trying to help.
Yeah, this one more day.
Yeah, please.
This is not bashing Amanda. This is helping Amanda.
Give us one more day.
Please. Pretty please.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, what's another one?
So what? How about... Okay.
Oh, Amanda.
Don't sell past the yes. Right. She just said yes.
That's why I stopped.
The hard sell is over. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Oh, well.
All right, we're going to have your latest.
Seriously, goodbye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye. See
you. Oh, but that's, I mean, that's...
We're recording today, right? That is a...
archived. It's a binding contract.
That's a contract. Yeah.
But that's natural to feel that way. But it's just, yeah, it's hard to detach those emotions and get defensive.
Here's Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell her, I know she's gone, but Chip weren't really calling her specifically boring. They were just saying that at the end of their relationship, the relationship had kind of gotten stale or boring. They weren't, all of them complimented her in every way.
They did.
Smart, she's pretty, she's fun,
she's
blah,
a great
blah,
girl.
Blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, they were like, yeah, well, she wanted to study and be exciting in her career, not exciting at the bar.
Right? Yeah.
And I think she just was misreading what they were saying. They weren't being personal about it. They were just saying that the relationship had gotten stale.
Well, we have said this before also that. When you're really passionate about something, so you're closed to others' opinions. Like, there are some times where you just don't hear the debate because you're so passionate about it, and you're never going to be more passionate about anything than you are about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so here they are. They're trying to give her help, but she's so focused that she's not listening to what anybody's saying.
Well, she's hearing the negative things people say.
Well, it's just like when you look at a picture. You could look at a picture that has 200 people in it. What's the first thing you scan for? Yourself. And... You are hypercritical, you know, oh, that shirt doesn't look good on me, one eye's closed, I'm, you know, whatever, but, you know, hair's crappy, all this, blah, 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 even though you're fine, you know, everybody else looks at the pictures, oh, what a great picture of all y'all.
It's a tough assignment.
It's the same thing she's doing.
That is not easy. All right, so we'll get the latest ex-boyfriend on, and he says he's got some info that can open up this whole thing.
Here, Burt Show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.